Drastic measures were called for. Before she went to babysit again, Shirley secretly substituted buttons for the coins in the piggy bank. Then, at Mr. P's, she armed herself with a fabulous array of candy. Amitabha! Bribery worked magic. Sucking sweets, the terrible threesome was no more. In their stead, the tame trio. Bursting into her own apartment in triumph, Shirley found her mother still working on the accounts for the señora and her father mixing paint. As usual, they stopped what they were doing to witness the grand ceremony of feeding the pig. Mother gave her a quick squeeze. Father patted her on the shoulder. "Go on, Shirley. Go on." "No, wait," announced Father as he pulled a small blue book from his back pocket to give Shirley. On it were stamped many numbers, and her name in gold.
"What is it?"
"Your own savings account at the Brooklyn National Bank. Open it." On the first line was a deposit of $5, a week's grocery money. "Now, every time the pig is filled, you can go to the bank yourself and make a deposit. And every penny in the account will go to help pay for your college education."
"College?"
"Yes. It is not too early to plan. College is expensive, but it is the most valuable treasure a person can have. With a proper education, you can aspire to do anything you desire in America. Be a doctor, or a teacher, or..."
"An engineer?"
"Of course." Passing her finger over the name in gold, Shirley pictured herself as a grown-up, saving a life on the operating table, teaching a class, building a bridge. The images thrilled her, for she saw them so clearly in her parents' eyes. She wanted to tell them all that was in her heart, but how do you express such feelings? Americans, she knew, would simply say, "I love you." But Chinese never used the phrase. It was too obvious, too direct. Like a present on one's birthday, rather than those her father gave for no reason at all. Americans would also kiss. They did it all the time, even in public. That also seemed wrong. Without her saying a word, her parents knew how she felt, and this she understood. It was the essence of being Chinese. But Shirley wanted to find a special way, her own way. What could it be? Mother came to the rescue by handing her the pig. She gave it the customary three shakes. This never failed to make her parents laugh. Suddenly, Shirley remembered the trick she had played, bribing the boys. This time, when the dimes dropped, the sound was hollow, counterfeit. In the morning, the shame had not gone away. It cast a stillness within her like the hush of new snow. She began to see things she had failed to see before. Once again, her parents had slept through the alarm, but only now did she realize it was because of the long hours they worked. Worked to keep a promise she had made for them, to the señora. Worked to build a new life for them in America. Worked without complaint, always with cheer. How could she have deceived them so? Shirley confessed everything to Emily. "You'll feel much better when the buttons are replaced."
"How?"
"I'll share my school meals with you until you have saved enough."
"You will?"
"That's what friends are for." But things thoughtlessly done are never so easily undone. This Shirley learned the next time she babysat. Expecting candy and having none, the boys took turns unplugging the radio. 3-1 was no contest, and so she missed the crucial game, the game that clinched the pennant for the Dodgers.